Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1477, Why Moms Are Overwhelmed and Stressed Out, part 1, by Rachel Jones of NourishingMinimalism.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD for another parenting post. I'm your host, Greg Audino, excited to be with you on a Thursday, which for those who are new here is the day that we share parenting posts specifically, as we do on Friday as well. This time we're going to share a two-parter, a longer post stretched across both episodes. So let's get right to it as we check in with the work of Rachel Jones and optimize your life. Why Moms Are Overwhelmed and Stressed Out, Part 1, by Rachel Jones of NourishingMinimalism.com. Being a mother these days is stressful, but that's not your fault. Most mothers today feel like an out-of-control juggler that has so many objects up in the air that if there's even one misstep, everything is going to fall apart around them. We all go into motherhood with good intentions, dreams of snuggles, games, and laughs. It's only after we're well into the journey that we realize that there needed to be a system in place for handling the busy schedule and the insane amount of toys and equipment everyone blessed us with. As a mother of six, I spent the first 12 years as a mother living in fear of people dropping by, and too embarrassed to let the kids invite their friends over to our house. I was angry with myself. I was depressed and constantly berated myself with thoughts of, I'm such a messy person. Why can't I do anything right? Why am I such a slob? Moms are often overwhelmed and stressed out, but they don't have to be. Most moms don't believe that they have enough time or energy to enjoy their family and have a pleasant home. As a mother, it's essential that you're able to enjoy your family and that the time spent together is a quality, bonding experience. Some time ago, I got to know Angela, a busy mother of three, including a child with special needs. Angela's goal had been to be a stay-at-home mom, and she'd worked hard to get there. But instead of enjoying it, she found herself sad, overwhelmed, and exhausted. Before working with me, most of Angela's time was spent trying to manage the house, and she didn't feel like she had the time and energy for anything she wanted to do, let alone spend time with her children. Her ideal day as a stay-at-home mom was to enjoy crafting and activities with her kids, so she always wanted to be prepared with whatever might be needed to do projects with the kids. But can't you just imagine going to the cupboard to get the supplies and finding that the kids had gotten in them? It was a complete disaster, even though you'd spent many, many hours organizing it, even just last month. And still, you decide to take a deep breath, resolve to spend time with the kids anyway, and dive into crafting. But after the craft is done, you have to face that mess of supplies that's all over the table, the glue and glitter on the floor, the wasted pieces that the kids cut up because they were bored waiting for the next step. It's completely disheartening. No longer are you enjoying your children. Instead, you're snapping at them, grumping about the mess, and end up just turning on the TV so you can get things under control again. And you think, is this even worth it? It ended up that Angela spent all her time cleaning and organizing the stuff instead of actually using it to enjoy time with her children. There had to be a better way. After working together, Angela discovered that her need to be prepared was actually preventing her from being involved in her children's lives. After spending 10 short weeks going through my system, Angela was thrilled to spend most afternoons enjoying her children like she'd always wanted. Angela had learned how to get past the beliefs that were holding her hostage. Quote, I always wanted to be a mother that was prepared, so I hung on to a lot of stuff for years. Finally, my life came to a point where that's all I was doing, managing our stuff. I started looking online and found Rachel. I bought her course immediately, and it was the best purchase I've ever made. My life is completely transformed because of her. I let go of the feelings of fear and the feelings of, what if I need this one day? Rachel gave me the tools that not only helped me with my clutter at home, but in all my relationships. It's hard to put into words how much lighter and freer I feel. I even lost weight in the process, which I didn't expect. Getting rid of my clutter didn't stop at home. I've let go of emotional clutter as well, freed up my schedule, and every relationship in my life is better. I will forever be grateful to Rachel Jones and the course that she designed. End quote. So often, it's the little things we say in our mind that prevent us from living the life we really want. When you understand the why behind your actions, it's much easier to look at things objectively and more forward with purpose and confidence. Often, moms do everything on a need-to basis, which tends to steal their spontaneous fun. Having a system in place to keep the house up means that life can be lived without the dreaded to-do list running through your head all day long. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Why Moms Are Overwhelmed and Stressed Out, by Rachel Jones of NourishingMinimalism.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, and thanks to Rachel. One half done and more coming tomorrow. I think we can all relate to that idea of operating on a need-to basis. It's not easy to break from, and sometimes trying to do so can just feel like spinning our wheels and making things worse. But what we often forget to tell ourselves when we're in this mentality is the fact that it's more than likely just a phase. We're often in this state of workmanship because we're actually investing for a period of more freedom later on. But when we lose sight of that, it's easy to feel like it's endless, you know? It's also easy to start taking shortcuts so we can have more freedom now, when in reality, we're just perpetuating our struggle by not giving way to the idea of full investment. Of course, we want to make some time for leisure, but doing so needs to be done alongside a sense of commitment towards the work in front of us, as opposed to trying to escape it. So, how can you be precise about the time you allow yourself, and simultaneously take pride and stay energized in the ground that you're laying for the future? Something to think about as we wrap up, folks. And of course, more ideas coming to you tomorrow when we finish this post up. So sleep on it and be sure to come on back for the continuation of this article. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you then, where your optimal life awaits.